doors and chain with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I figure I'd give you an update since a lot of things have happened today and in the last several days. One, it is remarkable that I'm dealing with a number of people in dialogues. I've been promoting the idea that we're called to, as a follower of Christ, we're called to love the Muslim and contend with Islam. It doesn't go over very well, and it causes some trouble. And but occasionally, I interact with somebody in a very positive light, and that has just recently happened, and I delight in that. But you know, the Mormon gentleman that I have been having dialogue with quite in depth for the past couple of weeks, it's actually going along very well. And the irony was, he mentioned, because he apparently at least knows of and perhaps saw the video that I did for you, he made a comment about that yesterday was his wife's birthday. And I got to, unprompted, then I did, on her birthday, did wish her a happy birthday. And I found it ironic that that was responded to, unlike any comments I make to my own family, which, you know, how interesting. And also, you know, my friend Chris, his wife Jill, also had a birthday yesterday also. And I sent a text message. Chris, that's about all he has at home, basically to wish his wife happy birthday too. And it's interesting, apparently when I arrived, she was there. So I'm getting to contact with other people, being able to encourage them, and but not my own family, which I find fascinating. A couple things business-wise, obviously, I'm a little behind on things, which you probably think, well, that's just normal. I am very tainted because of the fact that one, I don't think I can. When things started to turn south business wise in summer with the Rapid On-Site project, I did try to find income in multiple ways, including getting another software job. And I am so tainted, it's ridiculous, for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is, you know, my history in the field, and two, I think, is because of my public proclamations. You know, obviously, because Lanska.org is not politically correct. So things have continued in my ventures towards various other projects, and I have basically four on the table. Two of them are kind of just not too good, but two are actually have life in them. The Rapid On-Site project continues, the light was, after well over a year of negotiating, another pilot store has been scheduled to be put in Alabama, in Huntsville, in the next couple of weeks, which is good because it's the first of 100. And estimate was about 60 stores would make us stable. And so this may happen. Finally, after lots of struggles, and there's some others. So I'm surviving. I'm behind, but I'm surviving with that project, and things may change radically. Plus, of course, the contract with Wayne is supposed to happen sometime in January, which, you know, both those two combined may make us much more stable. The other thing is, you know, in my my years of developing Shofar Nexus, a variety of derivatives have come from that, you know, because the fundamental is a what I call hypersecure communications, which has gotten me in a lot of trouble. But I've also addressed with that the monetary question. You are probably familiar with Bitcoin and the various things like Ethereum and Smart Cash and others that are out there, all based on blockchain. And I actually produced a video a few months back of the illusion of blockchain that has been seen several hundred times. I think I'm around 400 views on it now. I mean, and it has not... it's not received well because blockchain is great technology, but it's not the source for the monetary system. That's a fraud. Makes a lot of money. I mean, makes billions, but it's a fraud. But I have worked on a technique, and because there was an opportunity to get a domain name for a buck, I went and got Shofar Coin. You know, seems consistent. Because I have developed a technique by using some of the insights from others built on top of the Shofar Nexus technology and a few other things, developed a technique that is extremely fast, basically free for the you know, the cost of the exchange. And there is truly no central authority, unlike blockchain. It's there's been dialogue on it, and the I'm putting together a demo of it. Shofarcoin.com is a demo site that is developing. It's not there yet, but I have a party that's interested. And they may be a well-funded party, and I'm supposed to talk to them. But I was supposed to talk to them this week, and it was delayed because the person I'm supposed to talk with apparently is extremely busy. But the email I got today is before Christmas. So hopefully that will transpire, and maybe something will come of it. So I just wanted to let you know about that. And one other subtle point. If you go to Shofar Coin, I use the typical technique of Alice and Bob, because Alice and Bob, you know, is A and B, has been used for decades as the example for communications, because Alice sends a message to Bob that you know, it's like the hello world thing. It's something that started years ago and it's stuck. So Alice and Bob is the common technique. So Alice.shofarcoin and Bob.shofarcoin.com both exist. I used free clip art for the symbols of them. I use the same thing in the examples on the video that I've done on it. And if you look at the images of Alice, the reason I chose that one compared to some of the others, because it reminds me of you. Dorothy Jane, I love you.